about to use my last energy to do this.
Nah.
Good morning, Lagos. 21 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. This is What's Up, Lagos. It is the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. We're broadcasting live from Itumiyan Crescent right here in Lagos. Traffic will not kill us in this
Lagos.
It
would not. Oh.
Whoever is trying to be governor of Lagos or wants to be re-be governor of Lagos, you have to do something about the traffic.
In fact,
it's getting messier by the day.
Tell me an idea of how you're going to stop the traffic in Lagos.
Tell me
I have my heart.
Exactly. Don't just tell me you're going to stop it. Tell me how you're going to do it, because it's getting messier. Mm. So it's not just about the fact that the roads are clogged. It's just bad. Bad roads. And then, of course, when the filling stations decide that they're going to sell fuel, then it's double messy. I mean, it's just, come on.
Mean.
It's terrible. People are out of their homes early enough, but they can't get to where they want to go to. It's just a total mess. But anyway, that's my nagging for this morning. And there's no time for me to, you know, sound up. But welcome to the show this morning. We're going to go straight into our musings today. Consider this my sound off. You can't tell me you want to be governor of this state and you're not going to tell us how we'll solve the issue of traffic. It's not just traffic. It's a mess. I mean, I know somebody. Somebody told me yesterday that he just got a job and he's moving to Abuja. And I said, oh wow, we're going to miss you. He said, no, I'm not going to miss anything about Lagos because there is not going to be traffic.
Did you hear that?
That's
joke?
Not a good thing to sell. That's not how to sell Lagos now. Eh?
That comedian that said that Lagos traffic will make you in such a way that you're in traffic and you tell you that your wife just gave birth before you get to the hospital. The child's already in primary three.
Well, welcome to the show. My name is Mary Anacol and she is Feta. Together, we're going to make sure that the next few hours on this show is going to be very, very interesting. Up next is our musing, but right after this break. All right, I did say that we're going to talk about something that is very embarrassing in public, okay? If you are on Twitter, we already have that post up. So we asked the question, what's the most embarrassing thing to buy in public? Feta.
Why do you always have to ask me first?
What's the most embarrassing thing to buy in public? I mean, for now, I don't think anybody can catch me buying a car in public.
Not embarrassing.
No, you can't. How do you make a car?
There are two types now. There are the ones they tie inside in nylon, and then there's the other one that has this leaf covering.
What's the difference?
It's the packaging. It's different.
No, but really, everybody...
I don't even eat it, so I don't know.
Oh, you don't?
I don't like it. I don't like anything that looks like pop.
So you don't like custard? You don't like...
I don't like it. Mm-mm.
You're missing.
I beg.
I don't like ogi.
Ogi is the same thing. Yeah.
But I would take custard over
ogi. It's ogi.
It's still corn, but I know. It's just that ogi has a funny smell.
It's how you always like to use two things to cover the obvious things that we know. Ogi, custard, they are all ogis.
But custard smells nicer. Trust me, ogi smells funny.
If you just spray more perfume on ogi.
Nah, but sincerely, ogi smells funny.
I don't know, but I don't like
but
it.
But what's... Think about
I'm actually
it.
Thinking about it. I haven't.
What's the most embarrassing thing to buy in public? I know too many things, but I want to hear from Lagosians. What's the most embarrassing thing to buy in, for you? Because it might be embarrassing for you and not be embarrassing for me.
That's true.
You know the people that stand on the road and stop somebody carrying like stick meat and then they start chucking.
Like, are you saying that it's embarrassing for them or for people who are watching? Because sometimes you can be embarrassed on behalf of the person who is in something. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
What
speak for yourself. What's the most embarrassing? That's what I'm saying. Some things can be embarrassing for me and not for you.
Mm.
Do you understand? So for you, what's the most embarrassing thing for you to buy in public? Like, you'd be like,
you can't shame shameless, sir.
Join the conversation 0700-993-993-993 for the next 17 minutes. Let's talk about this. What's the most embarrassing thing that you can buy in public or you have had to buy in public and you're just like, what kind of problem is this? Me, I know. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Yes, test the life. Good morning.
Okay.
Thank you. So, for me, the most embarrassing thing to buy in public is airtime. a charge card.
Yeah, why?
How's that? Excuse me.
Is it if it's 100 naira?
Explain, please.
Yeah, because definitely, when you're buying it in public, it's most likely 100 naira or 200 naira at most.
So it's the amount. It's not about the airtime.
Yes. So for me, that's it.
Big boy.
I reach for you.
Well
done, sir. Have a nice day.
I buy my 100 naira thing unapologetically. Please.
My dear. There's how.
My dear.
There's how, especially for a guy. Maybe you have been posing for one girl in your area.
Oh, yeah.
And then you now go and buy the airtime just when the girl is. You know, say, I want airtime. The person say, 100 naira or 200 naira. Guy, you're not talking well now.
The person actually says, 1,000 naira. You said, 100. Just.
Say 100.
No, you not say. No, my account is not working. Just give me 100. I will use my account to buy the 1K. We didn't need that explanation actually.
Because there's a fine girl around the corner. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos? Hey, Utale. Mhm.
Come on.
It's okay.
It was branching article or goose that I can buy in those black pomo. And the garnish with the tomatoes and the akamu and the fresh pepper.
Yeah.
They said they want to ban them, but they don't get any battery in Nigeria.
Yeah.
But they don't get battery for abroad. No Nigeria is working there. Okay. Thank you, Jared.
All right. So explain to me,
true.
What exactly
okay,
are you
so
talking
Marianne,
about?
As a girl on the street, I'll tell you.
What does that even
so,
mean?
So there's people that actually sell, like, pomo. Inside like a rubber, it's already sauced, has like fresh pepper and onion inside.
It's almost
so
like
they hawk it really in that bowl. So sometimes you have to call them, then you use the toothpick to pick inside.
But that's like almost like buying the meat thing.
Yeah, but this one is somehow like okay. There's this lady that sells in my area, so she'll bring it to our house. We buy in the house, but when I'm passing where she's selling, she expects me to come there and buy. Like, mama, I'm not gonna do that.
As a posh babe that
I'm
she is.
I'm a posh baby. I'm not coming and be shooky. No, that's not gonna work. It's very embarrassing. I can't even lie.
They have come to destroy your rep on this radio.
No.
Anyway, let's see. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Aibe, good morning. Aibe,
where is the prophet?
Aibe, I've not seen your account.
He's on
details.
The mountain.
But it is so it is posted to your
No.
To your
No, please send it to me on WhatsApp. I need
again,
to see it.
And WhatsApp now. It's on my handset.
Please send it again. Send it this morning. We need it so that we can make sure you
all
get
right.
Your money. Your son is on the mountain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the mountain. Yeah. Every time going to the mountain, something is wrong somewhere.
He needs
he's
something calling. From the Lord. Yes.
It's for himself, it's for us.
Your prayer is enough now.
He thinks that my prayer is not enough.
We shall not
more.
Cease. My prayer does not cease.
No prayer is a sin.
Hey.
Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
No, we don't want to look at it today, man. What is the most embarrassing thing?
For you to buy in public, please.
Oh, yeah. What is the embarrassing thing?
That you can buy in public. What's that thing that embarrasses you but you have to buy in public?
Yeah, I think the most embarrassing one is that Ikomo. But when you are buying it, people look down upon you as someone that is poor. So going for the poorest thing along the road. Yeah, because it's not hygienically okay or prepared.
But you eat it. But you eat it, don't you?
No, I don't really eat it. I go and buy the real head cow. And then try it and put pepper and eat it. That one along the road is for the along the road, the men and women.
Thank you very much.
People should live, Mama.
Feta, you're along the road woman. Are you an along the road woman?
Actually not. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not the along the road.
Are you along the
Bring
road?
Bring it, deliver it to me.
Bring it over to my place.
Hey.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Ayaya. What's up?
Yes. 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 You woke up and chose energy. I love.
Hey, Lagos. Cheers to life. Good morning.
I woke up.
Uh
I get cough. My
belly. You know they say you get cough. You know they show.
Sorry, now Jonah they talk.
Jonah from the belly of the fish. How you day?
No, not from the belly of Nigeria Info. Hello.
We can hear you.
Yeah, so the embarrassing thing that happened to me before.
The most embarrassing thing to buy in public. We're not asking you about what embarrassing moments you've had. Yes.
It's the charge card, man. When you want to go and buy the charge card, 100 naira, people will be looking at down at you.
Is it their 100 naira?
Where is your money now?
Is it their 100 naira? I don't understand.
Okay, they see what you want to buy for the public. Is it not with your money?
So the next time you want to go and buy a charge card, remind yourself that it's your money and your recharge card.
It is your 100 naira.
So nobody should be
even the embarrassing thing that you say you want to buy in the public, is it not with your money?
Good question.
Good question. Mm.
Thank you, Jonah, for calling. We appreciate it. But you see, like I said, the embarrassing thing is about you. It's you who's embarrassed. It's you who's saying, I hope they're not seeing me.
Well, sometimes it's not just you that's embarrassed. So people are looking at you and they're embarrassed on your behalf. And you can sense it because it's them, IG. They're giving it to her, receiving it. See that Pomo of 18? Although Pomo is that key, Pomo is that key. But then, buying it in public, though. I'm talking about the sauce one, not the one that you buy in the market, because people know that you're trying to go home and cook. But you see that one that you have to peek inside, you're not even be selecting which one is big. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Look at itself.
Why are you calling my name there? I'm not there. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Why are you calling the ladies' line?
Nobody's fighting it.
Why are you calling the female line? What's his name? Comrade. Why are you calling the female line? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? You're still alive.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies. How
good morning.
Are you guys doing?
We're great. We're great. What's the most embarrassing thing for you to buy in public?
Yeah, you know, some years back, I walked into a local booker where people are demanding for all sorts of things to eat. Some fish, along with the food, turkey, chicken, and all that. I got there and I said, okay, rice tea, ewata tea. And they asked, what shall I have? Egg, chicken? Okay, I just say, it's just okay, just give me water.
We embarrassed on your behalf. Sorry, yo.
You understand? You can't even loud it. You are just using sight to tell her.
Okay. You just say you're a vegetarian. Oh, but you can't like that.
Yeah, vegetarian is a booker.
Funny, man. But those are those days. We thank God for where
thank God
we
now
are.
We can eat wheat.
We don't look like what we are. We
thank you very much for coming. So, see, listen, you know when you're giving a testimony, you know, say, my brother, you know, there was a time I used to eat without. Now I eat with. Assorted. You know, somebody, press. Master Jesus! Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Sorry, we lost that connection. Call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Hello, Peter. Good morning.
Morning.
It's Chinewa calling.
Chinewa, what's the most embarrassing thing you've had to buy in public?
The most embarrassing thing to me is bra and pants.
Hey, wait. Oh, really?
I am bra.
Really?
And pants.
Really?
True. I'm sorry, it pisses me off if I see some ladies wearing bra in the market.
Oh, I know.
Why?
I have seen that too, and I've been very embarrassed.
I think that's the most interesting thing to buy in public.
No. buying it and be checking. Some people will be. I understand.
See, let me tell you.
Everything up. You understand?
I don't get it. It's a very essential commodity.
It is, but.
Sometimes size from
know
here.
Your size from home now.
Mm. Okay.
Another one is this step down.
Mm? What's that?
Step down, step down.
What's step down?
Step down.
It's not all of you understand it.
Hey, wait, what's step down?
A kid. Bye-bye.
Okay. Please, Lagos, anybody that knows what step down is, apart from the one that steps the electricity down.
If you know it's something.
Please, explain in 12 pages, PDF. I need to understand.
You just send it to the message. I'll read it and just know it. If you know it's something that nobody needs to hear, don't call us.
Step down. Please, you must pass the assignment before 12 o'clock today.
I think I have an idea what step down is, but I can't say it because...
What is it, Brukutu?
It's not Brukutu.
What is it?
It's not.
Okay. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Who's tickling you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mercy, calling from Kredi. Good morning, Mariana.
Mercy, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
What is...
I don't want to take this word out of my mouth. I've been calling since... I only view this is different. You see all these people selling of cracker pants and bra. Once I see where the people gather like this, you see me, I'll just cross roads the other side like this. You will see people selecting or click a pants and bra inside market like this. I will be like, what is happening? And another thing is those, you know, those meat sellers. There is these people that will go and buy all those broken bone and go and shed it and start reselling the bone that it has.
What's it called? The brisket. The brisket part of the meat. So it's brisket
meat,
bone.
Yeah.
Yes.
So all those things, I don't like going near where they're selling meat like this. Because people will just be like, people will buy meat finished. Now you go come buy the bone.
Anyway. Okay, I see. Wow. It's really interesting how you know, how people think. So, you did not see the meat to buy. Is the bone that you went to? Okay, step down. Step down.
I knew it. Hey, I knew how to spell it. I knew.
You need Jesus.
You need Jesus.
Give your life to Christ.
And
do it now. Now.
You
now.
Shall make heaven. I knew it. When I saw, like,
how
it has to be.
How did you knew it?
Because, if you know, this is the intellectual.
How did you knew it?
It's called intellectual prowess.
Intellectual guinea. Prowess.
I just heard it and I was like, I think I know.
And you are saying Chinayangwa needs to find the Lord. You need the Lord.
I know it, but
take the Lord. Take it. Take it.
I risked.
All right, we got 4 more minutes on the clock. Don't forget, on the other side of the clock, we're going to talk about that. Lagos couple that beat up their 2 children, I mean mercilessly. We're going to talk about the where you draw the line between discipline and abuse. Where do we, you know, literally just draw the line between being disciplining your children and becoming abusive as a parent? Well, we'll talk about that on the 11 o'clock hour. In the meantime, what's the most embarrassing thing that you have had to buy in public that if somebody you knew saw you, you would have to duck? Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers.
Did I even hear you say Lele? Like
morning,
you said Lele Lagos.
Good morning.
Yeah. Talk about the most embarrassing thing to buy in public. Yeah, for me, in a restaurant, buying swallows.
Why? Man must not live by talk alone. You need Eba.
No. When you buy swallows, everybody will look at you straight up.
Why?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
I like Eba. Like, are you kidding? I must have my Eba.
Well, I can eat it at home, but not in public.
Not yeah. Thank
not
you
in public.
Very much.
Oh, God, please.
I like you.
I will eat my Eba anyway.
I look at people like that too, because me, I don't
not even the difference is
my house,
food, though.
No matter what happens, I don't. Like, I'm looking at you like, why? Why did you order for food?
Why did you go away? I was going to ask you that if I took you out for lunch and I ordered Eba, you won't eat the Eba.
I'll look at, no, you can't order that for me now. You have to ask me what I want.
No, I'm saying if I ordered the Eba,
I'll just look at you like, eh?
Are you kidding?
Wow.
And see, you're not hungry.
No, they
my
have
my fresh
have...
girl does not get... See, once I see Gary enough, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm all about the rice.
I'm going to still be posh, but I'm eating the Eba. I'm sorry for you.
No,
are you kidding?
I don't eat those things outside my house, except I can't. Even in my friend's house, it's very rare. So I always have
that's
this thing.
That's fake poshness.
It's not fake poshness. It's just preference. I can't...
So you like to remove everything. You just decongest and sit on the ground to eat your Eba.
No, really. Funny enough, I use my cutlery when I'm eating, even in the house. But I don't like to eat it outside my house.
But your reason is not reasonable enough.
I don't trust people to be able to make it where I'd like it. That's the thing.
Oh, but that's what I would say on a normal day, because I
come from that part where we say our soup, it's only us that know how to make it.
You know
that
whole,
we're too proud. But if I go to your house, not your house. Let's say I go to Sam's house because Sam is from my place and his wife gives me Eba. I will eat it now. I'll eat it very well with my poshness and my long nails.
Me, I can't though. You have to have rice on the menu.
Say
thank
dear,
you.
My dear. I can't dear. Hello, dears.
My
okay,
dear.
We got messages. Let's see. Let's see. I think we've got messages on Twitter and on Facebook. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Do you have any?
Yes, we do have.
Go, 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 go.
Now, this guy, I don't know if you're a guy, says, Miriam Amfeta na bolia nepa.
Hey.
That's his most embarrassing thing.
Hey.
Well, I see it, but I wouldn't be embarrassed to buy bolia nepa.
But you
I like it.
I like Bolly, but I don't like Lagos Bolly because it doesn't work.
Obi says, Mimi, Ayo, you na Ajebota Pro Max, Shao.
No, I'm not an Ajebota at all. Far
you,
from it.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Custard over pap. When you endow that pap with the appropriate quantity of sugar, copious amounts of milk, especially powdered milk, I stop here. Nothing really embarrassing to buy. Before, it used to be body armor. I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
Step down.
if the sales attendants were females, but now I could just gist with them about the premium quality brands. Mm. If you're going to buy without, just say chicken and turkey, full with your fridge. Full your fridge. Now just this particular food, they hungry you. That's what he says. But I like that chicken.
Mother, I don't want chicken and turkey. I get for fridge. Now just this food with that. Now I won't eat.
No, that
yeah,
one,
watch
that
my
one
weight.
Is too much extra. Like you say. Just say, I'm not a meat and fish person. Don't worry, it's fine.
You still shall I? Madam, without. Just
no, there's a kind
of, once you say
you,
without, she
no,
understands.
I'll give you the body language. You understand that I'm not really like, fish, I'm here. No, just give me. So people never, why? I say, I don't.
I think that you have been doing this very often. The way you did it, guys, you need to see Fessa's face. The way she did it, it's like she's, when she lives here, that's where she goes first. So, madam, rice, 30.
No,
beans, 20.
No, I'm a thespian. I'm a professional thespian.
Yeah,
so
thespian,
can...
yeah, thespian is a head booker. All right, Lagos, we're going to go for a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Lagos couple that beat their two children mercilessly, almost to their death. Now, we're going to also ask where to draw the line between disciplining your children and when it does become some form of abuse. Stay with us. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Mary Anacone. We'll be back after this break.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Yes, it's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria in for 4 minutes gone past the hour of 11. Let's get into some serious conversation. Now, a woman and her partner are going to be arraigned in court for physically abusing their toddlers. Let me give you some background to it. Now, operatives attached to the Lagos State Police Command are currently investigating a woman, Bosola Oyediran, and her partner, Emmanuel, for physically abusing her two biological children. Hmm. Now, Bosola and her partner, Emmanuel, who live with her two children from her failed marriage in Egbeda area of Lagos, were arrested on Friday, and that's last week. Now, reports came from their neighbors about the constant physical abuse of their children aged 5 and 2, respectively. These are babies. These are babies. Anyway, the Vanguard newspaper learned that Basola had two children with her former husband. According to the neighbors, Basola beats the children at every slight provocation, inflicting bodily injuries on the two minors. However, denying the allegations, Basola said the children usually sustained injuries after they fell off a tricycle.
I imagine.
Really? Mm. While they confirmed, the police confirmed the arrest through their spokesperson, SP Benjamin Hundein, who said the duo will be arraigned on Monday, the 16th of January. Meanwhile, the children are receiving treatment in hospital. I would have gone ahead to say, let me have a child's right advocate in the studio. But no, I want us to really talk. Let's talk. Because you see, things happen. Things happen in relationships. And, you know, children end up in another person's home. For example, sometimes your mom dies and so your father has to remarry, and then you have to live with a woman who probably might not be so nice to you, but then you have to because you don't have where to go. You're a kid. In the case of these children, they're 5 and 2.
They can make choices.
They're toddlers. They know nothing.
They're very innocent children who, you know, probably have had to move homes twice. And sometimes it could be that your dad dies and so your mom has to move in with another man who has to take care of you. And for taking care of you, she'd have to take a lot of things and sometimes has to do a lot to show the man that she really loves the man.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the man, in cases I've heard, in certain cases that the man always says, it's like you prioritize these children over me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, if you must go into a relationship with a person, should you not love everything that comes with the person? And when I say everything, I mean if they have children from a previous relationship, should those children also not be... If they prioritize those children, should you not also try to accommodate them? And why do we see this happening? And it's not a Nigerian problem. It's a human thing. But when you say you're disciplining children or you're trying to set them on the straight and narrow, where do you draw the line? I was having a conversation with Stretch yesterday and another colleague of ours, and... we were talking about how people, certain people from our age are saying, you know, or from back in the day are saying they're traumatized by the way our parents used to hit us. And one of us said, well, look how we turned out. We turned out great. The other person said, no, I'm still traumatized. I'm not sure I want to do that to my children. I think that talking to them would work. And the other person says... not today's children, and talking to them will not work. You know, look at the things that they're exposed to. So it's a continuous debate, but where do you draw the line between disciplining your child and making sure that it doesn't turn to abuse? I'm seeing the back of these children.
And it doesn't look like they fell off the bicycle like she's claiming.
Looking at the backs of these children. It is nothing like a scratch from a bicycle or a tricycle. Except you want to tell me that somebody used a spade to, you know, just literally drag down their backs.
Like broom. It looks like they used brooms.
So what would a toddler, what would a 5-year-old or a 2-year-old do so bad that you would draw marks on their backs, that you would inflict such harm on them? And I want to say kudos to the family, to the neighbors of these people in Egbeda who were able to quickly report these people. Because you see, we also live in a time and an age where people no longer care about the next person in the next house because, you know, oh, please, let's mind our business. What's your concern? Us?
Yeah.
I beg you.
Plus, some will also see it as she's trying to discipline her children. Who are we to interfere?
Exactly. And now we're all just minding our business and just facing our fronts in, you know, the local palace. But does it really help? Because we're talking about, you know, child abuse and child rights in 2023. But where does the right of that child stop? And where does yours begin? Or where does your right stop? And where does that child's own begin? Because I really don't know. Are we crossing the lines here? Now, these parents are going to be arraigned. These are parents. So it's not that... the part that shocks me is the fact that these children are not the man's. It's the woman.
The woman.
And it's not the man that's really necessarily abusing the children.
So we don't even know
the woman.
That for sure. Because, you see, I was going to say that even now that it's clarified that these children belong to her, because I was going to say, like Instagrammers would say, the story no clear.
Mm-hmm.
Because how can a woman do that to her? I'm not even trying to judge, but I mean, it's strange
to see that
a woman can beat her children to a point where you can't even recognize if they're skinny.
Honey, we can judge right now.
You know, so that's been confirmed that the children are actually hers.
They belong to her from a previous relationship, failed relationship. Yes.
You get my point. So even I would have said, okay, maybe the children belong to the man. So I'm thinking,
but why would the man?
Are you going
away? Why would the man stand by and watch somebody?
I mean, there is this adage my mother will say in Pidgin. She will say, the way you do your house is the way somebody else will do it when they come and visit you.
Exactly.
Do you get? So it's obvious. I mean, the man is also the kind of person who doesn't care what she does to her children. Maybe he kind of instigates it to a point. So, and then she herself, she's probably suffering from some kind of trauma, because I don't know how you would inflict. Do we even have social security in Nigeria? Because
is it trauma or is she just small-minded? So this is where I want the conversation to go, Lagos. And this is for both men and women. If you have been in previous relationships and then you're now in a relationship and maybe you have children from those relationships. Mm. What would a man tell you for a woman that would make you so insecure? Or let me not use the word insecure. That would bring you to a point where you'd have to sacrifice your children on the altar of that relationship. I'm putting it mildly. Same for the guy. How much love would you be getting from a woman to make you
abandon your children to abuse and to battery. Call it whatever. I'm trying to understand. And if you've ever seen that scenario, if you're a child or a product of that type of relationship, how did you do it? We're talking heart to heart this morning. We're not going to try to, you know, bring a book and try to philosophize about, you know, the rights and what it is. We know that there are rights for children, thank goodness. And that's why these people are being arraigned. But talking about it in relationships, in marriages, in situationships, why do children always bear the brunt in these, in these sorts of relationships? Why do children have to be subject to these kinds of battery and abuse? And where do we draw the line between disciplining our children and almost killing them, it turning to abuse? Join the conversation. Let's talk. And we're not condemning, or we're not trying to say, this is what... If you have experienced this, or you've seen this happen, how do we deal with it? And what is at the core of it? Because I would really want to know what would make me be so in love with a man that I'd watch him whip my children. You will whip me first too.
I think back to drawing the line, I think we need to say kudos to the neighbors who actually called.
Yes, again and again.
Those people know exactly what it is. They know the difference between when a mother trying to, you know, discipline her children and when she's abusing
them. And I'm trying to understand for this lady, to what end these children?
Anger. And so, yeah.
No. To what end? If you keep hitting these children, to what end? What are you trying to do? Please the man? I'm sorry, Lagos. Does it turn the man on? 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. I'd like for the ladies to join the conversation. You're not left out. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. If you have seen this kind of thing, you have been a party to it, or you have watched it happen, did you report it? And why do you think this continues to happen? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Stretch to life. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Danloy.
Hi, Danloy.
Welcome.
I'm calling from Lagos.
Go ahead, please.
I don't know if the first day I saw that picture, my body was shaking. Mm-hmm. Even as I started talking about it now, my body started shaking again. Mm. The reason, because I passed through something like this.
Wow.
Yeah. And in a situation whereby the man just hated me for no reason.
Oh, wow.
And had to abuse me by all means, flog me by all means. In fact, out of the house many times. But glory to God, today I am, and I keep reminding him of those things. Because I went through it. And for no reason will I stand to watch anybody, whether you are a child or somebody's child, for you to try it. Mm. I will use my last connection and make sure that you enter inside.
Mm.
It's very, very heartbreaking.
But can I ask you something? What do you, what do you think... made you, because I mean, I'm sure that your mother was watching this happen. What do you think made your mother not say anything and allow this abuse to continue?
My own is that my mom was already dead. My mom, I lost my mom when I was a year old.
Oh, I see.
Okay, and here now, my mom's sister, direct sister, picked me up, and now when she finally got married, and the man wanted me to leave. But she wanted me to stay. Oh, there is nothing I didn't pass through. What I mean, hell. I went through hell.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about this. I'm so sorry.
It's unbearable.
I'm so sorry.
Unbearable. Thank you so much. You guys are doing a great work.
Thank you for calling. I'm so grateful that, you know, but then you see there's still a stint of trauma, you know, in it, because the moment he saw that picture, it did something to him. And that's what I'm trying to understand. Children are innocent, and no matter sometimes the things they do, they're innocent. And imagine if those kids were yours and they did those same thing, exhibited the same character, would you do it?
I mean,
in this woman's case, no, I'm just saying, in this woman's case, I'm saying for the person who, the other partner who stands by and watches.
Oh, okay.
If these children came from your own loins, would you stand the kind of beating, the kind of battery that the other person is?
I mean,
you know,
we can't say now, because I mean, this is somebody who gave birth to this trick. She carried, like, you know, Nigerians like to say, carry you for 9 months.
So if she was doing it on her own and there was no other adult in the house to tell her to
stop, if you can't stand it, it means you can't do it.
It's terrible.
That's what it tells me. If you can stand somebody doing that to their children, of course you can do the same, right?
It beats me. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning. Cheers to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Cheers to life. Ebuka,
go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry, Collins and Teke. I'm sorry, Collins and Teke. Are there no more?
No. They moved on.
Oh, okay. Sorry for the story I heard now. With African parents, they will tell you, if you don't spare the cane, spare the cane and spoil the child. But this stream, I think this conversation being brought on the air, in so many spaces, to enlighten people about responsibility when they talk about child abuse.
Mm.
Not necessarily cane, physical, but emotional abuse and all.
Mm.
So, and it goes back to the parents, married people that are getting to marry, what they know about marriage, the responsibilities that come up for you, because in there you get child and they will learn from what to do.
Mm.
And I get when you're talking in it, UK or this Western world, you know, they step in, the government trying to support the families, taking care of their children. Because they were dealing with people, say in their workplace, the trauma. No, not the trauma, but the stress. The things that come up there, you know, human being, when we talk about capacity to handle disappointment, handle issues of life, it takes a whole lot. So at the end of the day, you're not blaming them per se.
Really? You're not blaming them?
Like they stream, I blame because they need to have understood better to be better. But it all boils down on the environment, a whole lot of factors adding to it.
Okay.
So it should be maybe the government stepping into this thing, enlightening.
Oh my God. No, the government needs to do what now? What now? But let me see, he made a very interesting point.
Yeah.
What if this woman also grew up? Because you see, trauma lingers. What if she grew up also in a relationship, in a marriage or in an environment where she got the same kind of beating?
And she feels that's the ultimate way of making...
setting the child's tree. Mm-hmm. Somebody must have told her, if you don't keep beating these boys and tearing up their backs, they will not turn out
you
great.
You know, you gave that to boys. They start to carry gun. You will not know. I think I made that point earlier when we started about trauma. So, yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
In what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Just alive. Good morning.
This is Moses.
Hi, Moses. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I saw those children and I was amazed at what I saw. You see, this is one thing we always say. Several times I called this radio station and I say this. Many people are not worthy to be parents, but they are. Many people are not fit to marry, talkless of having a child, but they are. These people, assuming they are wise upstairs, do you know you can always beat your child, but you don't beat your child with annoyance. You don't beat your child when you are angry.
Good point.
You beat them with love.
True.
When you are calm. You understand? And you still correct them. Sometimes you will tell your child, you have done this, you have done that. What do you think I should do? And now I'm going to beat you. And for you not to do it next time. The child wonders, you don't beat your child with another. These days, let me tell you, these things happen a lot. If you stay near all these shanties or ghetto, see where some people are beating their child, then you understand what I'm saying. You see somebody venting with his child, like a small child, like he's fighting with an older person, kicking the child. Be amazed. See, this thing is just upbringing. It's what you have, you can offer. Believe me, many people is what they have, they can offer. They can't offer more than what they don't have.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
The way you are brought up, the people you mingle with, the way you think will tell what you do to others or the way you see others.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. So he says it's about the environment that most people grow up in.
Sure.
But do you remember the caller that called in and said this is what he went through and he would never stand by to watch another
it's about
child?
Choices.
So I don't really know, but so that's why we're trying to fight against abuse. So I started by asking a very simple question. Where do we draw the line between disciplining a child and when it becomes abuse?
And then I also went ahead to ask what goes on in the minds of people because of relationships. Let's not forget, this woman's case, she took these children from another relationship and went into this relationship with the man. And so it means that whatever she's doing to these children, the man obviously is okay with it. Bear in mind that these children do not belong to the man. And I'm guessing these children have become his responsibility. Mm-hmm. So he has to pay their school fees. He has to feed them. He has to take care of them. And for him, it might just be, I'm thinking, this is just
additional
me making
baggage.
This might be additional baggage. Or maybe the woman isn't even ready to have another set of kids because she already has two toddlers. Mm. And so I'm just thinking, a lot of things are going on in that relationship, but I'm asking at the core of it, what would make anybody, whether you're a father of the children or you're the mother of the children, subject your children to battery from anyone, whether it's from you or from the person you're in a relationship with? What would be the thing that informs it? I really want to know. If you have been in a relationship with somebody who hit your children, did you leave that relationship or were you afraid that there would not be any security again for you, that you wouldn't have where to go to? What is it that they would threaten you with that would make you do such things to your children, your own children? The phone lines are really blinking. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? You have 30 seconds before we go on a break.
Good morning.
Morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Kunle. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Good morning, Kunle. Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, my first time of calling to the radio station.
First time caller.
I heard this conversation and you see, this kind of conversation, what really comes up is that there are two things. Mm-hmm. It's either it's a spiritual aspect or the father side or the mother side is not in a very good religion. Hmm. Yeah, because you see, when we talk about you abusing, like my son, if he comes back from work, from school, and he tells me, Daddy, my teacher did such a thing to me, I will first of all sit him down and ask him, what do you do that makes your teacher beat you like this? But you know, there are some kind of things that happen that you have to bring your own inner deal. Or what you are facing and use it on your kids is not supposed to be like that.
Okay.
If you are going to treat you, if you are going to discipline your child, discipline that child in such a way that when tomorrow he or she wakes up, he would remember that my daddy did this to me.
Yes.
What did I do?
Mm.
That is just the point.
Okay, thank you very much for making your point. But then I really want to know, if you've been in a relationship and your partner was really abusive to the children or really used to hit them, I want to also know. And if you are a product of a relationship where your mother or your father's partner really was evil to you to this point where you were battered, what do you think was at the core of it? And again, because I would have a conversation with my mother if somebody was hitting me a lot to say, why do you sit down and watch this man beat me? What exactly is it? But I think we have a message. Let's just take that message before we go on a break.
All right. This one says, it's terrible. Before we are able to correct kids on the street, if we see them do wrong nowadays, if you try it, either the parent come and fight you or the kids themselves already part of a court gang or at 12, 13 years old. We need to discipline our kids, but we also need to have limits. Not forgetting the world out there won't cater to their feelings. Tough love is needed. Chris from Ikeja. Mm-hmm.
We'll take another quick one.
This one says, what's up, Lagos? I think the way some people treat their kids has to do with the parents' upbringing. I have a wife that beats my kids with anger, and whenever I try to stop her, she turns into a big fight with me.
We got to go for a break, Lagos. When we come back, we're still talking about the partners who actually abuse their children, and they're being arraigned in Lagos for abuse of their toddlers, 2 and 5 years old. And I'm asking, where do you draw the line between abuse and discipline? Stay with us. It's gone past the 11 o'clock hour. Still, what's up, Lagos?
And we are discussing about this couple who have been arraigned, apparently, in court for physically abusing their toddlers. Guess how old they are? 5 and 2. I'm looking at the photo and it's really heart-wrenching because the two-year-old already has, you know, a bandage or a plaster over his head, meaning that she must have scattered the boy's head. I'm wondering, because I just showed Feta a video of a dad who was saying, what do I do with my two boys? They went into the fridge, brought out a whole bowl of beans, ate it with their hands and literally spilled it on the couch and on the, you know, the Persian rug. I mean, literally, they scattered the house. They did a little smack on the bum bum. But what would these two children, they're very little children, look at their bodies. It's like somebody used a ranch rake to scratch down their backs.
And,
or,
that somebody is not a stranger. This is something that you're scared that a stranger will do to your child. But to me, should I say disgracefully?
What would five-year-olds do that would make you hit them so hard? So hard that they would sustain bruises like they were being bitten for stealing in a market. I'm just wondering, because I'm asking, where do we draw the line between discipline and abuse? Like I said, growing up, some parents were really, really brutal. Some parents were brutal because they wanted you to turn out great. But, I mean, some of us, yeah, we turned out great. Some people are still traumatized by it, but that's no longer the modus operandi. Even if you still smack your kids, this photo I'm looking at,
this one is not smacking.
What would make you do this to your children? And I'm asking because you see people get into relationships and literally lose their minds. I want to understand what level of in-love-ism, if there's a word like that, that would make you abandon your children so much so that another person will beat them up, or you yourself would, with your two eyes open, draw these kinds of maps on their backs and, you know, literally hit their head open.
This is just a picture of how...
This is their healed body.
No.
Body's healed.
Funny thing is, this is how a thief that was caught on the street stealing would look like if he was beating up. No, but this is somebody's child. I mean...
I don't want you to call in and say government should... The case is already in court. Well, we're talking about ourselves. This is one particular situation that has made it to the news. Thank goodness. God bless the neighbors in Egbeda. But the ones that are happening around us, the ones that we have been victim of, the ones that we see happening, or maybe we even survived it. Why do these things keep happening? And would you continue to do this? Would you beat your children or your, you know, or let's say, did your stepmom or your stepdad show you shege? How did you turn out? 0700-993-993-993-993. This literally breaks my heart. 0700-993-993-993. And you could join the conversation if you are on WhatsApp. Join the conversation. We have a post up on Facebook and on Twitter. Just go under the post and let us know what you think on this particular issue. And if you are married, you have kids, join me in this conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. What's your name? Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lusada, Ogun State.
All right. Uzo, go ahead, please.
Okay. Concerning this, you know, I should think it's transferred aggression. I know a woman that used to beat the children like that. When she borrowed money from the bank, she was finding it difficult to pay. You know, she used to beat the children. I always warned her. So one of the days I was... She told me that she had finished paying it. And you know what happened? That the daughter asked her, Mommy, have you finished paying that money you are owing the bank? Yeah. And she said, yes. You know what the daughter said? No wonder you're not beating us like that anymore. Because this is a transferred aggression one, and it could be a taint of mental health issue that would make people beat their children like that. That's what I think.
All right. Thank you very much, Uzo, for calling. I really appreciate it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Leke from Sagam.
All right, Leke, go ahead.
Okay. What happened was that, you know, I pulled out nature and nurture. No, if you look at many of us in Africa, we are very strong that you talk about we are not and race. But for people that might work on our faith, you know, it is something between during the life between visiting a child and calling him. You know, anything I want to do in your time, if you are doing it in anger, if there is no way, no how you know, no, you don't.
Correcting the child.
Hello?
Yes, yeah, we're listening. We can hear you.
Okay. And discovered that most of our parents, the thing they are going through, there's a fight that is on that kid. Maybe that woman, that you are going through a lot of abuse.
But should the children bear the burnt? That's what I'm asking.
Because you can't say that as an adult, you know how to, they're coping mechanisms.
But this is children. These are two-year-olds and five-year-olds. I mean, come on.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. If you have an issue, sort it out. If you know you're getting your kids. If whatever you're going through as a parent, sort it out. Maybe see the therapist or not.
You
tell your kids are imagining that. But it's come on, in battle is come.
Thank you very much, Leke. I do understand, but I mean, we all go through all kinds of things, but these are kids.
So that's the thing. I get it that kids are actually a lot of work. There's a woman I know who I truly respect. I'm not sure she wants me to call her name. She had told me that she's promised herself that she would never transfer aggression. She has two boys. So every time she's back from work, no matter how she's feeling, maybe she's feeling overwhelmed, whatever, she spends like at least 3 minutes in her car just trying to calm down so that when she opens the door and her kids see her, it's, yay, that energy, that's what they should be seeing all through their lives. She doesn't want them to meet, because I feel like, okay, recently the government has passed a bill for mental health, you know. Now, if we are saying that people who did not live with their parents, who probably have gone through something like this, should go for therapy, what would we be saying to people that actually grew up with their parents, are supposed to be first-hand receivers of what true love in its result should be, should do? So I don't think that...
This is your mother. Imagine what leaving with somebody who's not even a relative would mean. We got messages. Let's take some of them before we go back to the phone line.
Hi, Mariam and Co. I actually felt bad when I heard this news yesterday. I would have beaten the hell out of that woman and her husband before reporting them to the police. I don't care if
two wrongs don't make it right.
Yeah. I don't care if I'll be arrested by the police. Let the Lord take his place. Whatever experience or hatred she has with their father doesn't warrant her to beat those kids that way. Well, they are very lucky someone like me is not in that compound. Haruna from Barua Ipaja. That's what he says. Emmanuel from Ikorodu says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? All our women need to be enlightened about how to discipline the children with love and not with anger, like my wife. Anytime she's angry with my children, she must give the child a mark. Anytime I come back, the child will show me and I'll ask what happened, and she'll respond, and the child will respond that it's mommy that beats me. I'll ask my wife, what happened that happened? Don't beat children like this. And she'll tell me I'm supporting them to do bad. Emmanuel from Ikorodu.
Emmanuel, it's not enough to just tell her. You need to let her know that you can't be leaving scars on the babies like that. It's just whatever it is she's dealing with, let her deal with it. Independent of these children, please. I mean, come on.
This person says there's a thin line between abuse and discipline. Those people went overboard. I am happy my parents beat me when I did something bad. I see kids who are spoiled and I can't withstand bullies. What do you think? Why do you think we have kids joining cults and being used for evil device? Because they need to be right. I know so many young kids in high school that set up teachers after class to beat up. Anyway, the fear of my parents helped me rethink situation and make the right decisions. I want tattoo now due to influence of my friends. But when I think of my parents, I don't want to.
The fear of your parents is the beginning of wisdom. I'll take one more call and then we'll wrap this up. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, boo? Welcome to this good
Cheers
side of
to life. Good
to
morning.
Life.
My name is Busola from Ikorodu.
All right, Busola, go ahead and please walk away from your radio. I do not want to hear that hold back, please.
Okay.
Busola, I'm going to have to end this call. Please, when you call us, turn off your radio. That way we can hear you and you can hear us, because if we keep having that feedback, then the conversation can't hold. All right, well, on Facebook, we have some messages. Let me just read a couple, and then we'll take another call. Hizik Ziko says, the government should take those kids from them. They don't deserve to be parents. Because I'm thinking, and you said something before we went on the break, if those kids go back to her, what's the guarantee?
It's not going to happen again. This time it may happen with hush, you know.
But they do have background. They do have neighbors, except they're going to go and live in isolation.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be in a hush situation. If you talk, I kill you. You know parents who beat their child and ask them not to cry?
I don't know those parents. Because mine didn't ask me not to cry.
If I hear
him,
you will hear whim.
No, they will say, cry, shout. Call the whole country here. And they will know what you did. But, I mean, we still got a lot of comments on Facebook. I just want to do justice to that before we go on another break.
David says, what's up, Lagos? Those children belong to the woman from a previous relationship. She was transferring bitterness on the children while the new husband was in support. This shows that both of them are not qualified to be parents.
Makashley Adams says, honestly, I get angry anytime this news pops up, as in how... Oh, well, Zeta Zeted us out of the way.
That's her power. She can do whatever she likes.
Yeah. 47 minutes gone past 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos. I'm Mary Anacon. Ann Fetter is here in the studio. Before we went on that break, we were trying to read some messages on Facebook. So we have messages on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Nigeria Info 99.3. The message here says... Joseph Moses says, look at their faces. And he says, what could they have done to deserve this kind of beating? These people need to be investigated. Maybe those children are not really theirs. And he really calls them a bad word.
You can say that.
Joseph, take it easy. I understand. Mayowa Samson Kayode says, this picture is scarring. And he says, these parents should be jailed. McAshley Adams says, honestly, I get angry every time this news pops up, as in how on earth will parents be so wicked, heartless and callous towards their own children? Imagine a 2-year-old. What could have been the offense of the children? No matter the offense, the punishment is undeserved and a gross abuse of their rights. It's either the woman is not their biological mother, which in this case has to be thoroughly investigated. If she is truly their mother, then she has then her mental state should be examined, including that of the man. Or maybe they adopted these boys for a hidden purpose. The court should sentence them to prison according to the Child Rights Act. This is gross abuse of children, and they must get justice for this. The government should take custody of those children until they're teenagers. By then, they will decide whether to go back to their parents or any family member that will be approved by the government. The children must not go back to their parents for safety.
Imagine being protected by your own parents.
See,
I'm not protected against
your parents.
Yeah.
Yes, because I'm still. I was telling Stretch yesterday that my mom was the chief beating officer, and she's left-handed. Has a left-handed person slapped you before? It resonates. Do you understand? And then there's a reverb in the slap. The sound of it's like wah, 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 wah. But you see, I mean, it didn't get to the point where, you know, I see people that their parents will go and look for something in the kitchen to use. It's a lie, you.
That they, that, the mother had all she needed in her hand.
Her hand or her slippers. It had to be one of those. And look, the way the hand will come to you, it comes. It's like
upon you.
Like, it resets you. It's a resetting slap. But what would I do that this would be done to me? I mean, the small beating they were giving me, I was already saying, maybe I should call police then.
No, even at some point, you'll be asking yourself, is this person really my mother? But it wasn't even this. So.
And now, this? Nah, no. I don't know. So I was really hoping someone would tell me what sort of love, what sort of bonds in a relationship will make one person do this to their children and the other would stand by and nod.
Or maybe we should be asking, what wrong can a 2-year-old do to deserve?
I'm trying to
understand. Maybe we don't know that there's some wrongs that a 2-year-old can actually do that deserves a beating like this.
There is none.
I mean, you never can tell.
Turn off your radio, please. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Okay, good morning, Mark. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's up, Lagos?
Please, I want to remain anonymous because I live on the same street with them.
Aha, oh, nice. Ahead. Okay.
Please, those two things people are saying is a lie. See, that man had a problem with the former husband. Though I don't know them before, but since they packed into this, our area, it's not up to 1 year. You understand? It's not up to 1 year. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
It's not up to 1 year. So people, I know someone that know them. So the woman does a good job. The man is not doing anything. He's a foster.
Hmm.
And he calls himself a pastor. You understand? Because he says he has one church somewhere, not close to our street, but a bit close. You can use back to go there. So some people that know him from that place have told us the story. That is a small church, and he has even closed the church.
Hmm.
So when I see those people, when the woman comes back every evening, in my front of my shop, that's where the coaster would drop the woman every blessed evening. So the man, maybe before she will enter the street, their vehicle, she might have called the man. So the man will come out at the junction, and she will just cross, and they will be kissing, doing all sorts of rubbish. So well, I wonder, my mind thinking that this thing these people are doing are fake. So I told my friend that if they are really married, they can't be doing this thing on the street. They are not children.
So I'm waiting for you to get to the point where what we're talking about these kids is not true.
It's not that woman that is beating those children. It's that man. Because early this year, I saw him with two big cans. And before they arrested them last week, I saw the man with koboko that has 3 mouths.
Yeah, but it still doesn't make... I mean, so I'm asking, what would make the woman stand by and watch the man do this to her own children?
It's not with an ordinary eye, madam. It's not with an ordinary eye. That woman has been caged by that man. That's what we are saying. She doesn't know anything until when that medicine or juju will go out of her eye, she will cry herself to death. She's pregnant now for the man.
Oh.
The woman is pregnant now.
Wow. This is interesting. I feel like we're gossiping, but thank you very much for calling. You know, it sounds like really juicy gossip. Let me tell you, this thing that I say is not true. But, you know, it's very disturbing for her to say that she doesn't feel like the woman is in her right senses.
Well, I mean, if you... It's
because, you know, somebody did send a message to say we need to check her mental, you know, stability, whether she's really stable or, you know, so... So everything we're hearing is hearsay. It's based on hearsay. We need to be able... We're going to let the courts do their job and the investigative... the investigators to also get all the information they need to gather. But every single time I take a look at this picture, this photo, in case you haven't seen it, go on our Twitter handle, Nigeria Info 99.3, or on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. And see, if you see the photo, you would wonder if these children stole or they killed someone. That's how bad... their bodies look. They look like somebody was trying to, you know, use them to set, you know, send a message.
To who now?
Exactly my point. To who exactly? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yeah, I love the program very well because, like, doesn't like me. I lost my mother when I was this month old.
Oh, dear.
So it happened that my elder sister... and my father and sister are taking care of me until when my father get married to another woman. You know, that woman, he didn't take anything kindly with us. He will deal with us. He will cook only when we are not around. And when we come in, he will say there is no food.
Ah.
Whereas there is food.
So they'll starve you guys.
You don't even want to see. I was wondering, what is happening? As a little child, I don't know anything. I don't know where I will go to. Only my elder sister married from another village entirely. Which before me, I go reach there. Maybe I will find on the road to order to eat. So, just like that, it will grow up. So what I want to say is that on Sunday, we talk about Christ-like attitude. And somebody asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? And the answer was a children. I think yes, because children are living like a Christ-like life. They don't have anything. Even when they are fighting,
they will
still go back and be playing again.
They're just innocent.
So, yes, we need to treat children. Even when they do something wrong, they don't know that they are doing something wrong.
Absolutely.
They thought what they are doing is right.
Because they're kids.
When you discipline them, that they will know that what they are doing is wrong.
Thank you very much for calling. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, exactly. So you're a child and you come home. You did see that they were cooking. And then you say you're hungry. They say there's no food. Because you see, somebody who's supposed to be a parent is not doing their job. It's really sad. And now that lady who called said she's pregnant with the man's child. A lot of investigation has to go into this. And one of the reasons why I brought this is so that it would be an example of sorts. And I hope that this case would be followed to the latter, so that if there are people out there who are still engaging in such, you know, dastardly acts, then they need to take heed, because their day will come. And I once again want to say thank you to those who reported these people, because these children could have turned up dead. And then they could have said that it's the village people that killed them, not knowing that this is what the kids are going through. Unfortunately, Lagos, the only more call I can take is one more. I can't, because it's time for the news in a bit. So I'll just take one more call and then we'll wrap things up. I know a lot of people are catching up now and they want to, you know, be part of the conversation, but we have to go. All right. Let's take this last call. Okay. These calls. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? You're my last caller. Turn off your radio, please.
Good day to you again.
All right. Please turn off your radio. I hear you. I'll walk away from it.
Okay, my dear. You know what? In African context, when we see people running, we also run without knowing what is making them to run. So this applies to men and women. When they see the people married, they also marry. They don't know the reason why there should be married between two partners other than just sex and food. So these are the result of one not knowing his or her reason, one not there for getting into a place. So I believe it is the responsibility of men to educate men that they can stay single. God recommended it if they are not capable. Okay. Capable, they don't know themselves. They don't know the function of the sexual organ.
Okay.
The only one who says the result is...
Aigwe, we have to go. I'm so sorry. Time is not on our side. But we want to say thank you to all those who see evil and make sure that it's reported. If you know that something is not right, please report. I'm not saying that because you're quarreling with your neighbor, you just go and report demo for child abuse. There has to be very good evidence. But thank you, Lagos, for being part of the conversation. I'm Mary Anacon. We will be back tomorrow on What's Up Lagos. Follow Nigerian Info on all of its platforms, and then follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO, or search for Mary Ann Jikokon anywhere else.
Yeah. And I'm Feta. You can follow me on Instagram, Feta Dynamo on Instagram.
Up next is the news. My people.